On the Majority Report, we will have with us Mario Van Peebles and J.R. Taylor, Peaches. This guy who wrote a horrible...
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack. And this weekend only, get red-hot deals during our sizzling weekend sale. Like a digital camera starter kit, free with any digital camera $149.99 and up, like the 3.2-megapixel Fujifilm A330. For the music lover, how about an MP3 player from Rio, Motorola, or RCA? Buy one starting at $99 plus a select accessory. Get a $25 Radio Shack gift card by mail. This weekend, right in your neighborhood. Only at Radio Shack.
Everyone is wishing and hoping and thinking.
Get up, get out, get into Sears. It's the Saturday early open sale. A sale so big we had to get started at 7 a.m. And until 10 a.m., take an extra 10% off everything in the store. Even on sale prices, like the coolest sweaters and fleece, already 60% off. All toys and game tables are on sale. And DVD players, digital cameras, and camcorders are on sale too. The Saturday early open sale. Sleep in and you miss out. Sears. Good life, great price. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale 12404.
My name's Jen. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Suchet. President Bush is poised to name former New York cop Bernard Kerik as Secretary of Homeland Security. New York Representative Peter King calls this a good move.
He started off as a street cop. He worked his way up. He did an outstanding job training the police in Iraq. He certainly did an outstanding job in both on September 11th and after September 11th.
As Kerik prepares to step in, UN Ambassador John Danforth calls it quits.
Danforth recently led the entire Security Council to Nairobi, Kenya, for a meeting on Sudan. The spokesman for John Danforth, Rick Grinnell, confirming to us the resignation, not giving a reason.
That's CNN Radio's Richard Roth reporting from the United Nations. Well, President Bush lights the national Christmas tree in Washington and touches down on Iraq today. The president saying next month's elections are set to make history and they won't be delayed.
A lot of people will be amazed that a society has been transformed so quickly from one of tyranny and torture and mass graves to one in which people are actually allowed to express themselves at the ballot.
Well, security remains a key issue in Iraq. Many international observers saying the average Iraqi is simply too scared to venture out to the polling stations. Well, our Nick Robertson reports on 19 bodies found on the streets of Mosul.
That part of an ongoing trend here in Mosul, that what appears to be happening, insurgents targeting Iraqi security forces, members of the Iraqi National Army, and members of the Iraqi police force, and executing them, dumping their bodies on, put essentially in public areas, on public display on the streets of Mosul. So 19 bodies, it appears, discovered today.
And two Iraqi officials were gunned down in a drive-by shooting as well today. This is CNN Radio News.
If you're tempted by those so-called heavy-duty batteries just because they're cheaper than Duracell, consider this. When monitoring a human heart after surgery, the brand of battery hospitals trust most is Duracell. You see, Duracell lasts up to four times longer than those so-called heavy-duty batteries. So while cheap batteries may seem like a good deal, remember, you get what you pay for. Duracell. Trust it everywhere.
Okay, who put the Denerex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon. Your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denerex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
A new government report suggests much of America is over-medicated. One in every six people regularly taking three or more prescription drugs.
There are 100,000 deaths every year and 1.5 million hospitalizations because of adverse drug reactions. And the question is, would this number be smaller if people were taking the drugs they needed to, but were not taking some drugs they really don't need to?
That's Dr. Sidney Wolfe of the Public Citizens Health Research Group. 40% of the population is medicated. Pre-trial motions today in the court-martial of U.S. Army reservist Lindy England. A military judge decides that prosecutors can use statements made by her when she referred to posing with the naked prisoners as joking around and just having fun. The AP reports that roughly 200 people gathered at a cemetery in Iran today, pledging their willingness to become suicide bombers. The ceremony was organized by a secretive group that's been recruiting volunteers since June for attacks in Iraq and Israel. This is news from CNN Radio. A new survey finds that teenagers think that driving high is less dangerous than driving drunk. Our Julie Valesi reports.
The nation's drug policy director says teens couldn't be more wrong. Both are equally dangerous. The Bush administration is spending $10 million on a new ad campaign and other efforts to educate teens and their parents about the dangers of driving drugged. In a recent study, more teens said planning to drive was a reason not to drink, but less of a reason not to do drugs. Many law enforcement officers don't test for drugs, so there is no solid statistic to know how many people drive high. Julie Valise, CNN Radio, Washington.
A drifter in Los Angeles will stand trial on felony stalking charges. Zach Sinclair is accused of repeatedly showing up at the estate of Mel Gibson, insisting the director of The Passion of the Christ join him in prayer. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups. And the bottom line is, George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Edison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
I can't see! Are they biting me?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Al Franken Show.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seeker. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I mean that, for taking time out from whatever you're doing to tune into this program. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. We have some Canadian stuff tonight. And what else do we have here, Kathy? We've got some Canadian stuff. We've got some Christmas stuff. We have a couple of sound bites for you. We have some more religious stuff. The religion thing is really hitting the news now, right? The United Church of Christ, which is one of the nation's most liberal Christian denominations. If I were going to participate in a Christian church, it would be that one. They are accusing CBS and NBC of rejecting a commercial it had produced about religious tolerance. We'll get to that. What else? We have Uncle Mike's Story Corner, which is kind of grim. What? You mean it usually isn't? That'll come up. I want to start out with a letter from Roz in Canada. She writes, Dear Mike, I've read to you before. I'm a Canadian who came to Canada from England when I was 20. However, I was born and grew up in India, where I stayed to the age of 7, in Madhya Pradesh, where Bhopal is. Now, let me pause a second here. I'm assuming most people know the Union Carbide Bhopal story. from, how long ago has it been now, 20 years? A horrific, maybe not that long, horrific situation, thousands of people dead. Probably one of the most murderous industrial accidents in the history of industrial accidents. Anyway, back to Roz. I have to tell you that I've been watching a retrospective of what Union Carbide did in Bhopal. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen, but I'm sure this is not even a blip on the radar of the average American. There is that portion of the American population that was and is called the ugly Americans. Actually, that should be revised to hideous and evil Americans now. I can't tell you how much hate has been fostered by this White House government in such a short while. I feel like I fell asleep and awoke in a lunatic asylum. What is wrong with people that they cannot understand what is taking place under their very noses? I heard some idiot calling Randy Rhodes and complaining that he didn't understand why Iraqis didn't watch CNN and why they didn't like Americans. He wanted to know how putting underwear on a man's head was worse than Saddam's rape rooms. Are people really that thick and stupid and blind? It's simply beyond the pale. Some Americans think life is very cheap unless it's that of an American. Who are these hateful cretins? Do they actually like what George Bush is doing to them also? When the surveillance machines catch them in the big net and they lose the civil rights, it would be too late for them to cry in indignation, and they will have only themselves to blame. As I've told you before, you don't know what hate is. I'm ashamed of myself, but I'm trying to get rid of this hate I fostered for your government and at least half of the population. It is cathartic for me to rage against these lunatics, and I will leave their punishment to God. But won't that be a wonderful day, and I want a ringside seat. Roslyn. Yeah, it's real hard, isn't it, to contain the outrage that we're all feeling, and I think the outrage is justifiable. I've gotten a bunch of emails here in the past couple of days about my stand on religion in general, but fundamentalist religion in particular, regardless of the religion. It doesn't necessarily have to be Christianity. And, you know, I'm really taking some flack on my point of view, which is fine. I mean, I'm not saying don't continue to write and say you think I'm crazier in hell and going to burn in hell. Excuse me. That's comes with the territory of this job. But, you know, my position on these issues will not change. I have arrived at these positions after 40 years of thinking them through, and they're not about to change, not now, not ever. But I notice a lot of people who believe in this faith or that faith or this religion or that religion really showing some frustration. You know, most religions teach you not to hate. And yet, here I see a lot of people who are spiritual, I hate to use the word religion, who believe in their messengers of God, their avatars of God, as they perceive God to be, whether that avatar is Christ or Muhammad or messengers in the Sikh or the Hindu faith whatever the religion is. And these avatars, most of them, I believe, from my studies of religion, have advocated don't hate. You know, don't hate. Christ, in his Sermon on the Mount, made it very clear that this was not an acceptable thing to do. So, I sense from so many of the believers who write to me, and I thank you all for writing, because it's not too often that you have this kind of relationship between believers and a full-blown, flat-out, 90-mile-an-hour atheist. So I appreciate the fact that believers, and it matters not to me what your faith is. I can respect you for believing it if you're not using it as a cudgel to beat people to death. But thank you for writing. And what I sense, though, is this terrible frustration, especially from followers of Christ. You notice I don't say Christians, because I have just totally given up on Christians. But followers of Christ are something different, okay? They really are. I'm first to admit that. And I have great respect for you, because I think if one needs to follow someone, Christ is a good one to follow. his teachings I'm talking about, his message, his, what did he give, three sermons in his entire life? Or his entire ministry, I should say, three or four sermons, that's it? But the sense I get is the frustration, the rage, and you all know you're not supposed to hate. That's one thing about being a full-blown, flat-out, 90-mile-an-hour, brick-wall-coming atheist. I can hate. And I don't have any sort of religious injunction against that. Now, I may have physical injunctions against it. I may have moral or ethical restrictions to say, come on, Malloy. But I sense from your emails, you believers, and I, like I said, I have respect for you, unless you're using religion as a weapon. I sense your frustration. And trust me, an agnostic, an atheist, someone who does not, a humanist, can feel the same frustration. Trust me on that. Okay? Okay. Gary in Texas writes, Mike, I'm increasingly amused in a simultaneously disgusted sort of way by the so-called red state values stories and analyses leaking out through the marginal media. I voted my values and opposed the morally bankrupt Republicans in general and the corrupt Bush administration in particular. The states and regions where, as conventional wisdom has it, right-wing blocs have cornered the market on morality, evidently have higher rates of divorce, teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, problem gambling, drug addiction, and so on. The tired and tiresome conservative maxim is, you can't solve problems like education, public health, poverty, you name it, by throwing money at them. Well, apparently, you also can't solve problems by throwing the Bible, abstinence, and heterosexuality at them either. Gary, Houston. And then there's this. Well, we're about to break. Let me hold off on this until after the break. Did you know, though, that there's something called the Committee to Save Merry Christmas? And it's claiming that a covert and deceptive war has been waged on Christmas. Now, you might think that these would be people who would like to see the teachings of Christ prominent in this season. If you think that, you would be wrong. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good.
Once.
Planet Check.
Singer, songwriter, and surfer Jack Johnson is bringing environmental education into Hawaii schools.
It's called the Kakua Hawaii Foundation.
Johnson plays little songs for the kids.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's the chorus. But it has like a line. It says, if you're going to the market to buy some juice, bring your own bags. You learn to reduce your waste.
Johnson, a surf rider activist since he was a teenager, was honored with the Surf Riders Keeper of the Coast Award for his commitment to environmental activism.
You know, I've seen so many kids that I just go and play that little song and they get going. You can see their mind ticking and getting started at that age and getting involved with it. You know, by the time they're my age, they're going to just be changing the world in a really big way.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
You know, I started running with the dog in the morning.
You run with your dog?
Yes. And I run Washington Square Park at 5 o'clock in the morning with the Edith.
And a gun.
And it gets her moving, if I might.
Oh, I gotcha. This is your human equivalent of Metamucil for
indeed
your dog.
Indeed it yes. is, and it works. And good for me, too.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you, and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
There are movies that redefine the very essence of storytelling. Those movies deserve the honor of being called Best Picture of the Year.
Here's to us.
Fox Searchlight presents the new motion picture from director Alexander Payne.
We're going to go have some fun, Miles. You remember fun?
There are comedies and there are dramas, but every great movie is all about the perfect balance.
But examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, smell it. That's it. What do you smell?
Wine? Rosé wine?
Rolling Stone raves. Sideways fuses bracing wit and emotional gravity into something funny, touching, and vital with a quartet of actors that qualify as a cinematic dream team.
Why don't we go back to my place?
They want to drink Merlot? We're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Sideways.
Did you bring your Xanax?
By far, the best picture of the year. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
Oh, Overstock.com!
The big, big O, Overstock.com. The perfect place for PBAs like Casio and Pong. The big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom. No fighting the crowd, stay cozy at your house. Easy way to shop. Just point and click your mouse. Many things to choose, like movies, TV, shoes, sporting, betting, jewelry too. All things you can use.
Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com. Shipping for just $2.95.
The big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom.
Overstock.com.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Well, we think it's still flying monkey free. It is until the jackbooted stormtroopers come break down the door to the studio. Oh, by the way, before I forget, before I get on to this war being waged on Merry Christmas, I do get a lot of mail here, stale mail, too. You know, we have a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 238, Decatur, Georgia, 30031, right, Kathy? And I get a lot of mail. And most of the mail that comes to our P.O. Box here is not, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I disagree with what you're saying. Most of it is art. It's either music or a link to an artist's webpage or what have you. And it's amazing. I mean, some of the work that comes in. So we get a lot of CDs that come in, and trust me, we try. We will try to play from each one of these. Some of this music is incredibly good. But I got a thing from... are y'all familiar with artistlightbox.com? If you're not, check it out. Artistlightbox.com. One of the artists there, Sandra Aronson. And these are mostly New York artists, I guess. Sandra Aronson sent me, I just picked it up tonight at the P.O. Box, sent me a collage of photographs. That is, and Sandra, thank you. If you're listening tonight, I appreciate it. Every expression of art that we've been getting since I've been with this network has shown, to some degree, the element of frustration that an artist feels in living in a society that is drifting inexorably towards, if not fascism, totalitarianism, and I maintain fascism. So to the folks who are sending these expressions using whatever art form you use, thank you very much. You know, that's I was telling Kathy, I can understand and empathize with this because that's all we do on this program every night. Same thing. Now, from the Business Courier, which is from Cincinnati, newspaper from Cincinnati, comes this story. A California-based group of religious conservative activists has launched a national boycott against Federated Department Stores because it claims the company will not post signs in its stores that read, "Merry Christmas." Now, Federated Department Stores, for those of you who don't know, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Lazarus, here in Atlanta, Rich's. The group calls itself the Committee to Save Merry Christmas, and it claims that, quote, a covert and deceptive war has been waged on Christmas, end quote. Now, this is not, you know, this is not the Grinch's story. This is for real. The group states on its website, quote, "We have observed a consistent and relentless move to culturally pressure merchants, businessmen, and individuals to remove the words Merry Christmas from their advertising, decorations, and promotional materials." Well, there may be a reason for that, you morons. Not everybody who shops in a store in the month of December is a Christian. Could that be? See, once again, this Christian fascism, I don't care where you go, you can't escape it, can you? Now, a lot of people say, no, Mike, that's not fair. Call it religious fascism, but don't call it Christian fascism. Well, I don't see Jews doing this. I don't see Muslims doing this. You know, when's the last time you saw a bunch of Jews complaining because they don't have Happy Hanukkah? Some stores do have it. When's the last time you saw a Muslim complaining because a Muslim, the Ramadan, Happy Ramadan? You don't. When's the last time you saw folks who celebrate Kwanzaa screaming and jumping up and down saying, well, you don't say Happy Kwanzaa? No. It's always this. And some of you people wonder why I get, you know, just incensed by these fake Christians. Now, granted, these are not Christians, but a lot of people think they are. They think they are. In a statement in response to this nonsense, Federated Department Store said it has no policy as to the use of specific references to Christmas in any of its divisional advertising or promotions. Its divisions are free to use the phrase Merry Christmas in regional advertising, and the company noted that stores recognize and celebrate Christmas in a variety of ways, including Christmas decorations, Christmas music, Christmas-themed merchandise, and Christmas trimetry shops. Employees also are free to say Merry Christmas to customers if they desire, the company said. The company went on to say, we realize that this is an important issue to some and we respect their views. There are, however, many diverse cultures represented in American society today whose views we also recognize and respect. Phrases such as season's greetings and happy holidays embrace all of the various religious, secular, and ethnic celebrations that take place in the November-December period. Isn't that simple? Huh? So these people are pissed off because Federated chooses not to link the name of Christ with this gluttonous orgy of buying and selling. Right? At least you got to respect Federated that they don't do it. But these Christians? Oh no! Don't you know what Christmas is about? It's about gluttonous buying and selling! Oh, please, please, please give me a break.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
How is it that Matt Drudge is mentioned on the news as a source for a story? How on CNN, on ABC, do news anchors say this comes from Matt Drudge?
Well, they have a sense of humor.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Did you know I can run through walls?
No.
Watch this.
Oh, Sally.
Don't worry. I also have amazing healing powers.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Planet Check.
Planet Check.
28% of all trees cut down are used for pulp and paper, but there is an alternative.
We do environmentally preferable papers. We make papers out of tree-free fibers, of hemp and flax, and post-consumer waste.
That's Carolyn Moran, the CEO of Living Tree Paper Company.
Still 40% of office paper ends up in landfill, so we try to use post-consumer waste to support the recycling effort because it still has a long way to go.
And the environmental benefits?
Hemp and flax are non-wood fibers. They're annual plants, so they're very renewable.
Some major companies have gone green and made the switch.
Mitsubishi, Patagonia, The Body Shop.
The entertainment industry has also jumped on the bandwagon.
We've been doing the CD booklets for Madonna, Fleetwood Mac, Bonnie Raitt. The music industry is really great about spreading the word.
For more information on Living Tree Paper,
livingtreepaper.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike.
Your host for a Peance Freeance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
But he's not going to be stopping at Federated Department Stores. God, these people crack me up. Oh, by the way, the artist who sent me the work is Sanda, not Sandra Aronson. My bad. Sorry, Sanda. And check out their website. A bunch of artists are listed there, artistlightbox.com. I hope no part of your universe crashed because I put an R in your name, Sanda. I'm sorry. That's a great name, Sanda. But for somebody whose eyesight is failing because of getting old, it's easy to see Sanda as Sandra. As you know, Bush was in a couple of Canadian provinces the other day. Oh, and by the way, if you want some great pictures of the demonstrations by the sane people who live in Canada, and you know the amazing thing, when I look at these pictures, by God, they look like Americans. They look just like us. Well, I had no idea. they do. There's white people. There's dark people. They dress like us. I understand they speak English and some French. But if you want some great photographs, there's two sites, ottawa.indymedia.ca, or my friend Peter Werby, talk show jock in Detroit, sent me another website, yayacanada.com, yaya, Y-A-Y-A, yayacanada.com. So either one, ottawa.indymedia.ca or yayacanada.com. Great photos. Excellent photos. And the amazing thing is, if you're an American and you go to this website and look at these pictures, you will think these people are citizens of the United States. Of course, we're all American. I mean, North America, Central America, South America. But in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where Bush dropped anchor, he went there ostensibly to thank the people of Halifax for what they did 3 years ago when this country was under attack by Bush's business partners. 7,000 international travelers were stranded there. And the Toronto Star has a little piece here about Archie Kaiser and his wife Ann Derrick. And they did what people in the Maritime Provinces do. They opened their home, took in four Americans from New Jersey. They also showed up at the anti-Bush demonstrations with placards and anti-war chants. Ann Derrick told reporters the other day, "I don't want Mr. Bush's belated appreciation for our role in the aftermath of 9/11. She went on to say, "I do not like Halifax and Haligonians," I guess those are the residents of Halifax, "being used as a photo opportunity for a world leader who has blood on his hands and desperately needs any good international press he can get." Now, you know, Bush went there for a speech. It so happens that the couple here, Derek and Kaiser, are well-known local human rights attorneys. They were among those who rushed to help dazed Americans who found themselves on that ugly day far from home and their country under attack. Now, Kaiser Archie couldn't get through on the Red Cross emergency line to offer his help. So what did he do? He drove down to Dartmouth High School, one of dozens of public buildings that were converted into emergency shelters, and he found a family there trying to get home to New Jersey from a trip to Italy, and he brought them to his Halifax home, took them in. No one knew how long the crisis would last or when the travelers might be able to return home. These Canadians took in Americans. Just come on. Now, Archie picked a family with two daughters, thinking they would be compatible with his own three daughters. And he said they spent most of the time talking, wondering about how the world would change and how the U.S. would respond to the terrorist attacks. And the other day, Archie said, like millions of Americans, we are deeply disturbed by the Bush administration response to 9/11. Like millions of Americans, we, Canadians, you know, referring to himself. He went on to say, we are horrified by the suffering that's been inflicted upon innocent citizens in Afghanistan and Iraq. We know there are thousands of families in these countries who are devastated by the destruction of their homes and communities and the deaths and casualties that continue to grow. Yeah, Archie. And I was thinking, you know, when I saw this story, I was thinking, no matter who it is, no matter what they've suffered, no matter what they've given, no matter what they've tried to do positive, Bush uses it for a photo op and to foster his fake image. This image, you know, he is a murderer. He's a giggling killer. He has no respect for domestic law, international law, but if it's school teachers, cops, firemen, the military, poor kids, brown children, poor whites, he doesn't care. He'll scoop them up and pose. And he doesn't care. That's the part of it that drives me insane. The hypocrisy of the religious right, the hypocrisy of the Bush crime family, the hypocrisy of George himself. It's awful. It's just awful. He stands with cops and firemen and then turns around and cuts programs to help cops and firemen. He stands with soldiers and turns around and cuts programs to help not just the soldiers, but their families. He stands with teachers and then turns around and forces this No Child Left Behind abortion on everybody that guarantees people are going to leave the teaching profession because it's insane. And he stands with poor kids and then the next day cuts the funding for boys' clubs and girls' clubs. You are a lying, hypocritical thug, Mr. Bush. You really, really are. You know, I could stomach this guy. 8 years is not that long. I could stomach him if the hypocrisy would just disappear. If the little rat would just stay in his house and do his destructive nonsense and leave decent people alone. Don't go see people in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and act as though you're all happy and glad that they took in 7,000 Americans on the day when your business partners attacked this country. Don't even do it. You're right. Okay. It's the hypocrisy. But it never occurred to me, damn, and I don't know why. It never occurred to me to think, to the extent that I have in the past 18 months, about Canadians. You know, I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. It's 46 miles from Detroit. You keep going across the Ambassador Bridge or the tunnel, and you're in Windsor, Ontario. And you know, when I was a kid, a little kid, 8, 9, 10 years old, and the YMCA would take trips up there so we could all say we'd been in a foreign country. You know, and I used to think, well, this is a trick. This isn't a foreign country. This is just East Detroit. Oh, my God. But the way Canadians have recently refused to be pushovers for this thuggish regime that we have in this country, y'all have my deepest respect. You really do. I mean, the French and the Germans and the Spaniards and the Italians, you know, good on y'all too. But Canada, I mean, they're right here. But anyway. But anyway. One more email. I don't do this often, but, you know, this stuff builds up. This is from Nancy in New Jersey, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. Dear Mike, I'm very upset at another election theft right under the noses of the brain-dead American public. I have sent donations to Bev Harris at Black Box Voting. I would like to help in the recount. Thank you so much, along with Randy Rhodes and Keith Olbermann, in reporting on this in-your-face theft and the hard-working folks trying to get to the bottom of the so-called irregularities in at least two states. What has really pushed me closer to an ulcer, and what I wish you could address frequently on your program, is the total arrogance that the slime Bush pulls when he is in other countries, and he comes out with comments that the American people are behind him, that we just had an election and the American people want him to continue to take the country in the direction he's been going. And he says these things with a look of total arrogance, with that sneer on his face, like he is saying, y'all tried to get out to vote and get me out of office, but I had 4 years to arrange this election, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. What Nancy's referring to is the statements he made in Canada the other day. She goes on, this sickens me so much because I truly believe that there was fraud in several states with Bush operatives programming just enough voting machines to hand him the election, but not by such a landslide that people could prove what the Bush gang has made unprovable. Please talk about things like last week when Bush forced the host Canadian premier to cancel a 200-person dinner because Bush demanded that the guests go through metal detectors. I'm sure that the host country's president has thoroughly checked the guest list, the guests he was inviting, because he himself would not want to be shot. I am so afraid for 2008. No one has mentioned the real possibility that the arrogant slime in Bush's inner circle will not want to give up their power to an unknown entity, so they will put up another, or put up brother Jeb Bush, so nothing will change. And W can go back to Crawford, Texas, where he spends 40% of his time anyway. Nancy, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. I hear you, Nancy.
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son couldn't be in a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada! Shoot Canada!
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Dinner-X?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Dinner-X. Dinner-X penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Dinner-X? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Dinner-X Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Dinner-X, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.dinner-x.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
There's no one else like her.
They're going to church just like they do in the red states. Their mills are closing just like in the red states. And the sermons are the same just like in the red states. You know what the Sunday morning sermon was? Are you 35 years old and still living with your mother? Jesus wants you to grow up. Blaming the people for not working when there was no place to work.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay at the Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House and make a donation to light the house.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives with hope and love.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6. Name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener supported, Air America powered. The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
The United Church of Christ, do y'all know about that? It was put together when? 1959, I think. 59 or 60. Because, you know, just some ridiculous liberal idea. I think it was put together because black folk were denied access to churches in the South. I think that was just part of it. That was just part of it. But the United Church of Christ, which is extremely liberal, they do believe in the teachings of Christ, not the teachings of Falwell or Dobson or any of these other religious fascists, but the teachings of Jesus. And they are accusing CBS and NBC of rejecting a commercial that the church had produced about religious tolerance, which included an implication that other denominations did not always welcome gays. No kidding. You know, here in the South, Southern Baptist Convention, well, we don't hate the queer. We just hate what the queer does. And, you know, we pray for them. But if one shows up, we'll just beat the sand out of him, you know, because he's a queer. But the United Church of Christ welcomes anybody. And you know why? Because Jesus welcomed to be anybody. Wow! What an idea! Now, these two networks, CBS and NBC, said they turned down the commercial for the same reason they had rejected numerous issue-oriented commercials in the past. They don't allow advocacy advertising. What? They don't allow advocacy advertising? Come on! What is every single Viagra commercial they put on the air? What is every single political commercial? Oh, please! Can you say hypocrisy? Can you say sphincter-tightening fear on the part of NBC and CBS? Do you think that they want to piss off the religious Nazis in this country? The Falwells and Dobsons and Focus on the Family and Robertsons and Bushes and Frists and Delays. Do you think they do? No, of course they don't. So they take the usual corporate way. They become cowards and they say, well, we don't accept advocacy advertising. Now, ABC was not included in the protests because church executives said they accept the network's position that it doesn't accept any religious advertising. Okay, fair enough. So I watched Peter Jennings tonight, and he showed the commercial because it was a news story. So there's the commercial. If you want to see the commercial, there are all sorts of places around the web where you can see it. And it's a damn fine commercial. I really liked it. The Fox News Network accepted the commercial. But CBS and NBC?
We don't run advocacy ads. We really don't.
Now, the commercial offers the message Jesus didn't turn away people, and neither do we. Reverend John Thomas, who is the church's general minister and president, you know, United Church of Christ, said, this is a quite wholesome message that is being censored out. Mr. Thomas said the advertisement had been broadcast in several parts of the country, like Oklahoma City, Central PA, Florida. No negative response. Ed Murray, chief executive of Faith and Values, which is the television production company, said the commercial was shown in a spring meeting of Christian and Jewish representatives organized by Faith and Values, and that some evangelical Christian leaders were offended because it implied that their churches excluded people. Oh, no, really? My goodness. Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we. Now, the guy who heads NBC's Program Standards Division says, when the ad says that, Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we, that message clearly implies that other people do. Well, no kidding, moron! God. So here you have a group, United Church of Christ, that comes very close to, if not spot on, preaching the message of Jesus. And what happens? CBS and NBC say, now, do CBS and NBC run those ads from the Mormon church, or is that all on cable? I don't even know anymore. But you see what is happening in this country? Do you see what is happening? Huh? You see this? Oh, my God. Well, we have a little bit more on that topic when we come back, so stick around. And we have Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up, which will just have you in, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. And this is Air America Radio.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Love one another? Not on ABC, CBS, and NBC.
In an effort to reach out to Americans who are alienated from mainstream churches, the United Church of Christ produced a television ad emphasizing the denomination's commitment to inclusiveness. The ad declares, "Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we." Then, as images of diverse couples and families appear on screen, an announcer explains that, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. It's a graceful ad. But now, the same networks that reap millions of dollars airing sucker-punching campaign ads and sleazy commercials have rejected the UCC ad. Why? They say it's too controversial at a time when the Bush administration is pushing an anti-same-sex marriage amendment to the Constitution. In this age of so-called moral values, it seems, it's okay to scapegoat and stigmatize gays and lesbians on the major networks, but it's not okay to preach tolerance. For more on the moral values of the networks, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
There's this odd thing going on in New York City where literally there's more of these stage protests than there are gaps in Manhattan. And they simulate these torture things.
But you know what it does? It makes people talk about the issue, even if just to say that was so weird, the fake torture scene I saw on 34th Street today.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Sometime during their life, a third of all hunters who hunt from a tree stand will be killed or injured. Always follow these three simple rules while hunting from a tree stand. Use three points of contact when climbing up or down. Use a rope to raise or lower your unloaded firearm. And use a short tethered safety belt or harness. It only takes a split second for a tree stand accident to happen. Please, take the time to protect yourself. Remember, safe hunting is no accident.
Paid for by the Wisconsin DNR.
My name is Juan Jose Lopez from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushain. Former New York cop Bernard Kerik is about to be named new Homeland Security Secretary. Samantha Levin of U.S. News and World Report calls this a major step up for Kerik.
It's an interesting choice, but, you know, folks in the DHS are pretty optimistic that he's going to bring a lot of charisma, a lot of good strength, and some fresh eyes to this agency.
And U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Danforth, will soon step down. German Ambassador to the United Nations, Günther Pleuscher, says Danforth will be missed.
He was a very nice colleague, and we regret very much, for whatever reason he has resigned. We regret it because we appreciated the way he was working with us, and he had a personality that was very likable.
And President Bush has named Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns to become the next Secretary of Agriculture. Our Dick Giuliano reports.
President Bush has picked Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns to head the huge Department of Agriculture.
He will lead an important agency with the executive skill he has learned as mayor and as a two-term governor of Nebraska.
Johanns was pleased to acknowledge his roots growing up on an Iowa dairy farm.
I do feel that those years on that dairy farm did much to define who I am as a person.
Johanns is tapped to replace current Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman. The president promises his second term will continue to promote a pro-growth, pro-farm agenda. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
In Iraq today, two people are killed amid a drive-by shooting in Bakuba, and another one is killed by mortar fire in Baghdad. Senator Dianne Feinstein is in Iraq and says many locals are simply living in fear.
I saw a lot of fear. I saw people huddled on streets. In our talks, it's clear that the first, second, and third priority is security.
And elections are January 30th. This is CNN Radio News.
If you have teeth, chances are you grind them at night. You may not know you grind them, so here are the telltale signs. Soreness in your jaw, morning headache, sensitive teeth, a spouse with a pillow over his or her head. If any of these are happening to you, it might be time to get the doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you'll save money and quite possibly even your teeth. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at geico.com.
The U.S. is remaining neutral amid calls for the U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan to resign.
Kofi Annan once said he could do business with Saddam Hussein, a remark he later regretted. Now the question is, did anyone on Annan's staff, international diplomats or businessmen, conduct illegal business with Saddam's government? While Iraqis got food handouts, Saddam Hussein allegedly pocketed $20 billion through oil and food-related kickbacks and smuggling.
That's CNN Radio's Richard Roth reporting. The retrial of Jason Williams on reckless manslaughter charges will be delayed until March the 7th.
The defense team has requested a delay because an integral member of Jason Williams' defense team has fallen ill. The lawyers for Williams wouldn't specify exactly what the nature of his illness was. They just described it as a medical condition.
A jury had acquitted Williams in April on charges of aggravated manslaughter and the shotgun killing of a limo driver. That was Jonathan Wald on CNN. The FDA is holding back on endorsing a hormone patch designed to boost a woman's libido. Dr. Sidney Wolfe of the Public Citizens Health Research Group says, bottom line, this patch is dangerous.
Taking this patch and constantly providing your body with testosterone enough to raise the blood levels four or five times above what they were imposes serious risk for both breast cancer and heart disease.
Well, Dr. David Graham is a top scientist at the FDA. He says when he started complaining about managerial mistakes inside the agency, the FDA tried to smear his image.
FDA management did everything they could to destroy my credibility as a scientist, to destroy my personal livelihood, and to destroy my family life.
That's Dr. David Graham of the FDA. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
To the Iraqis, we've put them out of work. We've taken away their electricity, their sewage system, their fresh water. We've killed thousands of their civilian population. I'm talking about innocents now, not insurgents. Maybe the Iraqis don't have a problem with Americans killing insurgents, but that's not all American presence is doing there.
Obviously, yeah.
So they got a different view.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
Keely was my baby sister. She loved pink. We were playing with her dolls. I found a gun in the drawer. It went off. I make Kaylee go away. I hate me.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. I guess you heard the Nation Minute there. Was that, is that John Nichols? I think it was. He has a column about the same topic at thenation.com if you want to check it out. But the... The attitude of CBS and NBC is one of absolute, like I said, sphincter-tightening fear. They dare not. This is what it's gotten to in this country. ABC can hide behind the fact that they say, well, we don't accept religious ads. Okay, which kind of makes sense to me. I think religion ought to stay in the churches where it belongs. Spirituality ought to be all over the place. The teachings of the good teachings of Jesus and Muhammad and Moses, that should be out in the street. But religion should be where it belongs, in these musty, dusty or these modern 30,000 member edifices to consumerism. That's where it belongs. That's where religion belongs. But CBS and NBC, the teeth bearing, eye gouging fear. What was the comment? Well, you know, during the campaign, the president suggested that, or somebody did, about an amendment banning same-sex marriage. You know, United Church of Christ, they have two women in that video, and one has her arm around the other. Lord have mercy, we're not going to touch that. So here we are, right? Here we are. It's a great commercial. One thing Bush is talking about here lately is about the United Nations, this controversial oil for food scheme. You know, I'm not sure I understand it, except there were a lot of companies around the planet and a lot of governments around the planet, but mostly companies who worked with Saddam to skim money from the Oil for Food program, which was a UN-sponsored program, I believe, that allowed a certain amount of Iraq's oil to be sold, allegedly or ostensibly, so that the old and the infirm and the young and the helpless could be taken care of in that country, while the rest of the world imposed 12-year-long sanctions against 25 million people because they had an assy character, almost did it, didn't I, as their dictator. So, okay, so let's punish the Iraqi people. It really was shameful. It was shameful, shameful, the 12-year imposition by George Herbert and Bill Clinton and then the psychopath that we have in the White House now. Just terrible stuff. Terrible stuff. So apparently there was some fraud and scheming and money passed under the table. And Bush yesterday issued a warning to the United Nations saying a full and fair and open investigation of this scheme was crucial if American taxpayers, that's you and me, are supposed to feel comfortable about backing the UN. Oh, blow it out your nose, George. There's not a taxpayer in America that is honest and legit that thinks about the 19 cents out of his tax bill that goes to the UN. But anyway, as you know, some of these right-wing knuckle-dragging senators in the United States, namely Norm Coleman, a Republican from where's this jerk from? Is he from Oklahoma? I really don't care. Where's he from? He wants Kofi Annan to resign over this deal. And Bush has raised the stakes in this kind of low-level fight between the freaks in Washington and the United Nations by suggesting that as the UN's largest contributors, Americans were looking for reassurance that our investment is well-founded. Investment? He said at the White House, it's very important for the United Nations to understand there ought to be full and fair and open accounting of the Oil for Food program. If the taxpayers of the United States are going to feel comfortable about supporting the United Nations, there has to be an open accounting, and I look forward to that process going forward. Just like they did at Enron. So, the point is, here, all this sand is being raised about the alleged fraud. I'm sure there was fraud. Wait till they find out how many American companies were involved in the fraud. But they're raising all of this commotion about the fraud. Well, is anybody talking about the 500,000 children who died in that 12-year period or 13-year period of economic sanctions? Huh? Nobody talks about that. Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw before he left. You know, nobody. Wolf Blitzer, Judy Woodruff. Does anybody talk about the 500,000 children in Iraq? But those are conservative estimates. Who died of childhood diseases and unsanitary conditions and poor diet and no medicine during the 12-13-year period of economic sanctions that were insisted upon by the United States and sanctioned by the United Nations. Does anybody talk about that? Talk about hypocrites. No one in the Bush administration has any right to talk about oil or exploiting Iraq, the food for peace. What the hell was it? Oil for food program? How about Halliburton? Want to talk fraud? Want to talk about raping Iraq's natural resources? Huh? But no, see, shift it. Let's talk about Kofi Annan. Let's talk about this this oil for food thingy. You know, this program that somebody stole some money from. Let's not talk about the 500,000 children that we killed. We killed them. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. But don't go to Federated Department Stores because they've taken Merry Christmas. Half a million children. Now, I have an Uncle Mike story corner here that I want to share with you, but we'll do it after the break coming up here in a few minutes. It's written by Kathy Kelly. And we haven't done an Uncle Mike Story Corner for a while, but Bush was talking about the elections in Iraq. Now, get this. Virginia writes in, I was listening to NPR this afternoon in the car because they don't have satellite near America. It isn't on the air here yet. Here are two stories I heard in direct succession. First, George Bush says that elections will go forward in Iraq on the schedule of the occupying country, that's us, because it's time for Iraqis to go to the polls. Two, George Bush says of the Ukraine situation that the elections of nations must not be influenced by foreign interests. Would someone, Virginia writes, from the tidy righty party like to explain to me how these two statements can exist in the same universe? Well, Virginia, they both were made by George Bush, right? That elections will go forward in Iraq on schedule because it's time for Iraqis to go to the polls. And he also says that the elections in Ukraine must not be influenced by foreign interests. That's Bush speak. Bush is a madman. And he's ignorant. That's how those two statements can exist in the same universe, Virginia. Not in our universe. No, it's illogical. It makes no sense. It's sick, it's perverted, and it's twisted. But in Bush universe, that is just, what do you want me to say when I go out there? Do I say this? Okay. So, he was with the Nigerian president. And, no, we're going to have time to do it. Do we have time to do this? No, we don't have time to do this. All right. We'll do it as soon as we come back from this break. But the reporter said, Mr. President, you're sending more troops to Iraq now. This comes on the heels of reports that Iraqi security forces appear to be underperforming. Is that what they call it now in Bush's presence, underperforming? When these people run, you know? Oh, well, we're going to have 175,000 of them trained by the end of January. Trained to do what? To run? And why shouldn't they? They're liable to get shot by their own people or by U.S. troops who can't tell the difference. You know, one gook looks like another, right?
It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear,
it's about fear.
And control of those barrels of black gold.
Texas team.
Yeah, step up, folks, to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines, I want to see it in big lights. Hello, it's about oil.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tool. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Wondering if you guys can actually make some sort of bumper sticker or t-shirts that we can show people. Turn on 92.1.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love listening to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You ask! 120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team.
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Wisconsin National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
I got this gift certificate.
And I've got just the thing, a tangerine blazer. It's fun, isn't it?
A hat, maybe?
Or this fuchsia blouse.
Just a hat.
Oh, try this. Adorable.
Yeah, on my mom.
Your gift certificate won't buy her the funky leather skirt she really wants. So next time, give her an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
Excuse me, I have a gift certificate.
Cool.
Where can I find Baroque?
Is that the chick from Iceland?
No. Baroque? Vivaldi?
Try New Age.
It was New Age in the 1700s.
Oh, the 70s. Aisle 4, man.
You knew he loved music. You just weren't sure which century. So next time, let him shop where he wants with an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
Hey, it's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner again. Everybody gather around, got your jammies on? All comfy. Tonight, Uncle Mike's Story Corner is written by Kathy Kelly. Shortly before sunrise this morning, a small band of us gathered on a busy Chicago intersection and unfurled vinyl banners bearing enlarged pictures of Iraqi children. One banner called for an end to U.S. warfare in Iraq. On my banner was Johan, smiling wanly, a 14-year-old child who weighed 75 pounds shortly before she died of cancer in the oncology ward of a Baghdad hospital on September 21, 2003. As our banners flapped in the wind, I tried to compose a letter in my head to her teenage brother, Laith, who recently wrote to tell me how much he misses her. Had Johan lived in a country that wasn't reeling from 13 years of economic sanctions, she might have survived childhood leukemia. She is one of hundreds of thousands of children who died while economic sanctions and war shattered Iraq's health care delivery system. Writing my mental letter, I thought of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's words of comfort to bereaved parents of four little girls who were murdered when the Birmingham Baptist Church was bombed on September 18, 1963. A former member of the Klan was convicted of the crime. Addie, Carol, Cynthia, and Carol had been praying inside the church. Dr. King said, "These children, unoffending, innocent, and beautiful, were the victims of one of the most vicious and tragic crimes ever perpetrated against humanity." End quote. But he offered comfort. He said, "In a real sense, they have something to say to each of us in their death. They did not die in vain. Indeed, this tragic event may cause the white South to come to terms with its conscience." End quote. This morning, columnists in major U.S. papers will continue alerting U.S. people to possible wrongs, even crimes, committed by UN officials in the course of the Oil for Food program, which coordinated and monitored sales of Iraqi oil while economic sanctions ravished Iraq. These economic sanctions constituted the most comprehensive state of siege ever imposed in modern history. It's not likely that Saddam ever missed a meal, but children, hundreds of thousands of children, suffered gruesomely. Their suffering and death can be likened to child sacrifice, certainly the most egregious instance of child abuse in modern times. You aren't likely to find this story in the current exposés of UN wrongdoing. In fact, many UN officials tried valiantly to put an end to the economic sanctions. Hans von Sponeck and Dennis Halliday resigned their posts and crisscrossed the globe, educating people about the effects of the economic sanctions, which Halliday termed genocidal. UNICEF's executive director, Carol Bellamy, held a 1999 press conference to announce the release of a situation analysis of women and children in Iraq paper, which carefully explained that the economic sanctions contributed to the excess deaths of over 500,000 Iraqi children under age 5. Not one U.S. television network aired coverage of the press conference. Only two of 50 leading U.S. papers reported the actual shopping number of 500,000 excess deaths of children. The Wall Street Journal asserted that was all Saddam's fault. The New York Times echoed this in an 800-word story, quoting Jamie Rubin of the State Department questioning the study's methodology. The sanctions punished children while Saddam's regime profited through smuggling. When the pictures of those little ones, writhing in pain, wrinkled with wasting, desperate and bewildered, held by equally despairing and tortured parents, when those pictures were held up, sometimes as we fasted, sometimes while we were being let off in plastic handcuffs, sometimes at press conferences in front of the UN in Baghdad, sometimes in the middle of Basra cesspools and cemeteries, when those pictures were held up, many people looked the other way. The concern generating reams of verbiage at this point is that UN officials may have looked the other way as Saddam and a number of collaborators pocketed rake-offs and underhanded dealings using profits from Iraqi oil sales. I'm not equipped to comment on those charges, but is there no columnist who will remind us that 500,000 children under age 5 died as the U.S. used the UN to wage economic warfare against children? Dr. King said, "And so I stand here to say this afternoon to all assembled that in spite of the darkness of this hour, we must not despair, we must not become bitter. Somehow, we must believe that the most misguided among them can learn to respect the dignity and the worth of all human personality." But this said, what words of comfort can I offer to Johann's brother Laith? I can tell him where we stood this morning and whose picture I held, and that people did look. Uncle Mike's Story Corner for tonight, written by Kathy Kelly, titled Looking the Other Way.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people were disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now, and we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
There's something you should know about me. I believe in equality, regardless of race, gender, or age. If you cannot stand, I am there. I am there to hurt, paralyze, or kill. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Penny Marshall. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
If you're tempted by those so-called heavy-duty batteries just because they're cheaper than Duracell, consider this. When monitoring a human heart after surgery, the brand of battery hospitals trust most is Duracell. You see, Duracell lasts up to four times longer than those so-called heavy-duty batteries. So while cheap batteries may seem like a good deal, remember, you get what you pay for. Duracell. Trust it everywhere.
Cleaning, chopping, slicing, dicing, decorating, wrapping, mixing, roasting, baking, frosting, setting the table, greeting, carving, serving, stuffing, clearing the table. After all that hustle and bustle, slow down with friends and family around the holiday table this year. Serve them warm, nutty Maxwell House hazelnut or bold Maxwell House French roast, both special enough to make wonderful moments with loved ones last. Try Maxwell House hazelnut and Maxwell House French roast with the exclusive fresh seal. Two great ways to make this holiday season good to the last drop.
Step up and get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
Planet check.
Say what? It's called Lunt Speak. California Representative for the National Environmental Trust, Nick Garoff, explains.
It starts with President Bush having just a little bit of a problem with the record on the environment. The GOP brass turned to famed Republican pollster Frank Luntz for some good old-fashioned public relations spin, and the result is Lunt Speak. It's an exciting new way to put a positive spin on absolutely abysmal environmental records. Our friend Representative Richard Pombo, who's the chair of House Resources Committee, talks about sound science, common sense, environmentalism, and then you flip the page and look at his record, and he's advocating for gutting the Endangered Species Act, opening our forests up for increased logging and mining interests.
More about Lunt Speak on the web at
luntspeak.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Politics have never been more important. Get informed and get involved. This is the Mike 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
I hate that woman. She is so cynical, isn't she? A soothing bedtime lullaby on this program? Yeah. Kathy said, why can't Uncle Mike's Story Corner ever have anything in it like about ponies or unicorns? Why is it always about dead and dying children? And what Kathy's afraid of is, you know, we have a five-month-old daughter now, and when Molly gets a little bit older and it's time for a bedtime story, can you imagine? Kathy said, I can just see you saying, come here, Molly, let Daddy tell you a story about all the butchered children in Iraq. No, I probably won't do that. She'll find that out soon enough on her own, right? It's awful. I can remember when these numbers started to be released back in 99, 2000, 2001, when I was on the air, and it was just shocking. I mean, I'm like most of us, you know, I'm just an ignorant American. I went through the 90s thinking, sanctions on Iraq. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Whatever that means. Now, I understand what the word sanctions mean. Oil for food. Well, okay. Some food's getting through, right? But every once in a while, I would hear these reports about the kids, you know, and, the kids. Half a million. I remember when Madeleine Albright was asked that infamous question about whether or not she felt that the deaths of half a million Iraqi children was worth keeping the sanctions imposed on Iraq. And she said it was. I forget exactly her quote, but you know, and I thought to myself, how can you do that? How can you say that? Couldn't you have said, no, it's not worth it? On the Iraqi elections, Bush today was with the Nigerian president. And after their little, mutual masturbatory fantasy that he goes through with every world leader who visits him and sits in front of that fakey fireplace, he takes questions from the gathered White House press corps. And the visiting dignitary, who usually has one or two or six reporters from the home country along, they get to ask a few questions, too. Well, American TV didn't carry any of those questions, just a couple from Ross and Brian and John and Jim, you know. So one of the crack White House press corps said, Mr. President, you're sending more troops to Iraq now, and this comes on the heels of reports that Iraqi security forces appear to be underperforming. Appear to be unprepared for elections in January. If that's the case, Your Highness, what would be so bad about postponing elections if there's the potential that those elections may be seen as illegitimate?
Well, first of all, the elections should not be postponed. It's time for the Iraqi citizens to go to the polls.
Oh.
And that's why we are very firm on the January 30th date.
Oh.
Secondly, I have always said that I will listen to the requests of our commanders on the ground.
Oh.
And our commanders requested some troops delay their departure home.
Oh.
And the expedition of other troops to help these elections go forward.
Oh.
And I honor their request.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. President. You are such a great leader, Your Highness. Thank God you're there, George. I'm just part of the crack White House press corps. Now, moving over from that farcical event to the White House press briefing today with simple Scotty McClellan. Isn't he something? Is this the most doltish man you've ever heard? When I used to watch him a bit, and I can't anymore because it makes me ashamed to be white, and it makes me ashamed to be male, and it makes me ashamed to be a heterosexual, and it makes me ashamed to be an American, because he's all those things and so am I, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm going to turn into a gay black Russian just to not be categorized with him. So Scotty is asked a question.
Scott, call on me, thank you. Scott, a number of outsiders, such as Senator Reid in the Armed Services Committee and the Iraqi Interior Minister, have talked about the need for a substantial U.S. presence in Iraq going out 5-10 years. Should the American people be braced now for having a substantial troop commitment in Iraq that's going out perhaps even as long as...
We will stay as long as necessary, and then our troops will return home with honor.
Oh.
Because building a free and peaceful Iraq is critical to America's own security.
Oh.
It will help transform the Middle East. The terrorists and the Saddam holdouts understand how high the stakes are.
Oh.
That's why they have been desperately trying to derail the transition to democracy.
Oh.
They realize that they are being defeated. They realize this is the central front in the war on terrorism. And when we achieve a free and democratic Iraq, it'll be a significant defeat for the ambitions of the terrorists.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll sit down now.
Another reporter then tries to clarify on the number of troops needed in Iraq. This reporter says, Scott, should the American people interpret that response to mean as long as 5, as long as 10 years, having 100,000 troops there? I mean, 10 years is fine?
Again, as long as necessary to complete the mission and not a day longer.
Oh.
We are increasing the capability of the Iraqi security forces every day.
Oh.
As the president has pointed out, I believe it's 125,000 will be trained and equipped by the end of January, and then up to 225,000 by the end of 2005.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll sit down now. By the way, Scott, can I have the bathroom key? I really have to. I'm about to wet myself. Can I? Okay, thank you.
We are increasing the capability of the Iraqi security forces every day. Where have we heard that before? Huh? The Iraqi security forces? The people we are training to kill their fellow countrymen?
The ones who are taking the training and laughing and taking the weapons and joining the resistance? Is that what he's talking about? We're going to have 125,000 trained and equipped by the end of January, and then 200,000, and then 225,000, then 500,000, then 40 million, then 1 trillion, then 1 quadrillion, and 1 quintillion, and 1 septillion, and 1 sextillion, octillion, nonillion, decillion.
On the increasing casualties, and this guy's just talking about our side, the reporter says,
Scott, call on me. Thank you. Scott, when you consider the casualties, the high number of casualties over the past month, is it still accurate to say that major hostilities are over?
Well, for those who are involved in combat, I don't think you can say that.
Oh. And
certainly, we saw the recent activity in Fallujah.
Oh.
And we can go back to the aftermath of that time period. And General Franks was someone who asked the president to make that statement, as he pointed out several weeks ago. But we had a lot of Saddam loyalists that just fled from the battlefield when we would have expected some of them to stand and fight. And they are now being defeated if those that continue to take up arms against the Iraqi people and their future that is based on freedom.
What did he say? We had a lot of Saddam loyalists that just fled from the battlefield when we would have expected some of them to stand and fight. No, Scotty, you dumb freak. You don't understand, do you, an insurgency? You don't understand the principles of guerrilla warfare. Why don't you read some of the, read The Art of War. Read that, Scotty. They don't stand and fight. They're not an army. This is guerrilla tactics, Scotty. They didn't flee. They strategically retreated so they can continue tomorrow and next week and next month to continue to kill Americans, Scotty. And what do you say? They're now being defeated? This is so sick. And the casualties, of the civilian casualties, oh my God, if that number ever comes out, how many people do you think, you've seen some of the video, haven't you? Oh dear God, tell me you've seen the video, Truth Seeker, of some of the video of the damage that we inflicted on Fallujah. Surely you've seen it, okay? And obviously, you know that Fallujah was a city of 300,000, right? And allowing for a certain amount of fleeing of the civilian population after the United States said, we're crossing the line, which was a lie. And then, you know, the Pentagon propaganda shop lives on, right? On October 14th, a Marine spokesman announced via CNN the start of the Fallujah offensive, which didn't really happen for another 3 weeks. The idea was to see in advance how the insurgents would respond. Oh, really? Or was it to see how we would respond? You know, this is Admiral John Poindexter's operation. Remember the Office of Strategic Influence, OSI? Remember that sick convocation, thank you, of killers under the former felon, Iran-Contra felon, right? Well, they're back, and now they hand out press releases, and they have Marine officers stand there and say, yes, well, the battle has begun, when there was no battle at all.
Americans.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Hi, so far we've been really loving the mic.
I really enjoy what you guys are doing.
You guys are great.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love Randy Rhoads. Of course I love Al Franken. Sue Levitan is great. I love it all.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
In the United States, nearly 40,000 women and men will die of breast cancer this year. This is Dave Cheslevich, Mayor of Madison. I'm joining other mayors along with the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month Board of Sponsors and AstraZeneca, spreading the word that early detection and new treatments work. Ask about screening and clinical breast examination or call 1-888-842-6355. That's 1-888-842-6355.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
A new day in talk radio.
Common Sense, from the left side of the dial, The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
The these fakey so-called elections in Iraq, isn't that sad? You know, if somehow all the violence could be suspended for a week, so the Iraqis could really vote, and all the combatants were withdrawn, the insurgents, the Americans, the Brits, everybody, and in our little fantasy here, let's pretend like there really were to be elections, free and fair elections in Iraq. You know as well as I do how it would then become the Islamic Republic of Iraq, just like it's the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Syria, whatever. The Bush crime family is, that's not going to happen any more than it would become the Islamic Republic of the United States. It's not going to happen. This criminal, this ex-CIA operative, Alawi, is just like the ex-CIA operative in so many countries that the Bush crime family dominates. He is an ex-CIA operative. Hello? Knock, knock, anybody home? Now, why is it necessary to keep the election on track? Well, one of my correspondents writes, the reason not to delay the so-called election in Iraq is this. The Bush regime needs to get into place long-term oil contracts favorable to their interests, signed on the bottom line by a bona fide government, recognized on the world stage, so that the contracts will stand long-term no matter who's in charge in Iraq in the future. Who sent that? Blue Lady? Okay. Well, duh! Elections in Iraq. Oh, please. What do you think is going to happen? When is the schedule, Kathy? January 30th? Is that when we're going to have elections? We're going to have elections. Guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win? Anybody want to... am I allowed to gamble? No, I guess I can't. Is that allowed? No, I guess it's not. Anybody want to bet a pizza? Guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win the free, fair, open, democratic, honest to God, for real elections in Iraq? Huh? Can you guess? Can you guess? And guess what they're going to do once they get elected? Can you guess? Can you guess what they're going to do? How long do you think it'll take for all those oil companies and all those Bush crime family associates to sit down with the new government and say, okay, well, come here, sign this. Oh, no, sign over here. Okay, now sign this. Now sign this. Sign this now. Sign this over here. Sign this. All right, sign this. Okay. Do you know what we're doing in Iraq? What the Bush crime family is doing? They're establishing a state that has absolutely no taxes on corporations, that has, it is a masturbatory fantasy for hardcore predatory capitalists. That's what they're doing in Iraq. It's a lab, it's an experiment, and all the death and destruction, 135 Americans in the month of November. Oh my God. Thousands upon thousands of Iraqis. Oh my God. Where are we now at American deaths? 1,500? Have we reached that yet? 10,000, 20,000 wounded, legs, arms shot off, eyes blown out. How many dead Iraqis, huh? So that this little laboratory of unbridled predatory capitalism can exist and all the Bush crime family people can make money. And there's an election coming on Yes! A free and fair election. Absolutely! Hiya, hiya! Step right up. See the blind see. See the lame walk. See the elections in Iraq. See the elephant boy and the lady who lives in a matchbox. Step up. Step up. All for the price of a quarter. One-fourth of a dollar. Hiya, hiya. Yeah. Elections in Iraq. January 30th. Whoopee.
Well, you know, you can be a cynic, Mr. Malloy, on your damn little radio show. You can. You can be a cynic. But I'm a president. And I believe in a peace, France, Iraq. And that's what we're going to have. Peace, France, Iraq.
Jesus, we live here. This is where we live. Do you understand that? This is where we live. How much death? I mean, I can't stand it. I'm going to go crazy. I swear to God, one night I'm going to come in here and I'm going to freak out and I'm going to resign. I'm going to walk out. I can't stand this. I mean, what would you do? You know, I agree with Kathy. I want to do an Uncle Mike story corner about ponies. Or elves. Or hobbits. Time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Oh, more Iraqi children turned into red mist. I don't know why anybody listens to this program. I really don't. I have no earthly idea. We don't do anything here that is uplifting. We don't do anything here that is positive. Maybe we should change the format, Kathy. Maybe we should dump this and do talk radio the way it was done 18 years ago.
Hi, I'm Mike Malloy. Well, there's a story circulating that this year for Christmas, the big item is candied octopus. Now, I'll tell you what, I've been around for a long time, but candied octopus, in the first place, that's not a Christmas dish, is it? You know? So what do you think, caller? Huh? Here's the phone number, 866-303-2270. And what do you think of candied octopus for Christmas? Now, that makes no sense whatsoever. We have a break here. Got to pay a few of the bills and do a couple of commercials, and we'll be back. Candied octopus for Christmas? I don't think so. What do you think?
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Bush wants to keep us out of the international court. Donald Rumsfeld getting put in a German prison isn't going to happen. But the idea is that...
Oh, but don't you love to just think about it?
The image. I want to frost it on a cake. I like the image so much. But
Turkish prison, I think I would enjoy
that's
more.
That's a nice idea. Maybe he could be naked and smeared with peanut butter.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A message from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. You've taught me a lot about staying in control and making the right decisions.
That's the difference between winning and losing. We and our friends at Jim Beam Brands know there's no room for mistakes, on or off the track.
So if we drink smart. We drink in moderation, and we never drive drunk.
Drink smart. Under 21, don't drink. A public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
I'm Kathy Rupp from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic, the mic, the mic, the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Some replacements are named in the president's cabinet. Dick Giuliano reports Mr. Bush has picked Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns to become the head of agriculture.
Calling Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns a man of action and complete integrity, the president has named the governor to replace Ann Veneman as agriculture secretary.
As the son of Iowa dairy farmers, he grew up close to the land.
Republican Johanns is serving his second term as Nebraska governor after serving as mayor of Lincoln. President Bush promised that Johanns will keep a steady hand on his administration's agriculture policies.
In a new term, we'll continue policies that are pro-growth, pro-jobs, and pro-farmer.
Johanns and other nominees to the cabinet will face Senate confirmation hearings early next year. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
Bernard Kerik was also nominated Thursday to be the new Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. New York Congressman Peter King says Kerik will be a big boost to security in the Big Apple.
We're going to have
someone who understands that New York needs more money, that we are, unfortunately, we are the main target of the terrorists, and Homeland Security has to give more money to New York. They have to stand with New York. Bernie Kerik understands that.
Kerik led the New York City Police Department through the 9/11 attacks and their aftermath. He will replace outgoing Secretary Tom Ridge. The United Methodist Church Thursday defrocked a lesbian minister for violating the denomination's ban on actively gay clergy. Irene Stroud says the vote against her was 7-6.
So I know that some voted for the penalty and some voted against it, and in every case that I saw compassion.
Stroud says she hasn't decided yet on whether to appeal. It's the first such decision by the church in 17 years. This is CNN Radio News.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur-Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
We won't know until Monday whether the theft of a computer containing case-sensitive materials from Robert Blake's attorney will delay the actor's murder trial. More from our Jim Roop in Los Angeles.
Opening statements are to begin Monday, but a Los Angeles Superior Court Judge, Darlene Chemp, holds a quick hearing on the burglary issue. Notes that all parties had not gotten much sleep the night before, so she postpones a motions hearing until Monday. She does not say whether those statements will proceed. Blake's defense attorney, Gerald Schwartzbach, says he wants the trial to begin as soon as possible.
I am a very, at the risk of being immodest, I am a very committed lawyer to my client.
We're told certain items taken could have a very negative effect in the hands of the wrong people. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
A landslide has buried a Chinese village. 65 people are missing. The Philippines is battered by a second typhoon. More than 420 people are dead. This is news from CNN Radio. Halfway into his first term as a U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Democrat John Corzine says he wants to run for governor. Gary Baumgarten has a story.
The political maneuvering follows the resignation of Jim McGreevy as governor. McGreevy was embroiled in a sex scandal with another man. Richard Cody, the state Senate president, is acting governor, but the next gubernatorial election is next year, and Corzine, a former investment banker, wants to run.
I know what it takes to create jobs, to scrub a budget, to meet a payroll, to make tough decisions about what investments make the most sense.
Corzine has deep pockets to fund a campaign. He spent more than $60 million on his successful race for the Senate. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
A federal advisory committee has refused to recommend a hormone patch that works to restore a woman's sex drive. The FDA committee says more tests are needed on Intrinsa to determine any risk. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
It is like Orwell. I don't know if you remember in the book, they would change the newscast in the middle of the newscast, and everybody would just accept that that was true. That's how George Bush behaves. He said he wanted Osama bin Laden dead or alive, and by the end of the newscast, he said he doesn't spend much time on him. We changed wars just like in 1984, and nobody caught on.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. TV personality Luke Perry.
All right, I got a little pop quiz for you. It's about me. What was my zip code? What city was it in? Name three kids I hung out with in the lunchroom. Name three kids your child hangs out with in the lunchroom.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Just listen to that Randy Rhodes promo. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a contest with her to see who's going to have a total nervous collapse first. Jesus. I don't know. I wonder if she feels my pain the way I feel hers. I wonder. Oh, well.
This program's not about your pain, Mike. There's more important things. It's not about you.
We're at 866-303-2270. Beth is calling from Colorado. Beth, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, Mike. It's Beth again. Actually, I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you remember me from the other night? We talked a little about voting irregularities.
What did I say? Did I say Beth from where?
Colorado.
Colorado. And it says very clearly here, Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's happening.
A big difference.
It's happening.
Difference.
No, it's happening. Beth, thank you for your patience. How's
no
everything?
Problem.
How's everything in Colorado?
Yeah, well, you know, you're not going anywhere, Mr. Malloy. We need you.
Yeah, I'm hip. And besides, I need the paycheck. I didn't plan my life right, so I have to keep working probably till I'm 76. You know? But anyway,
yeah,
Beth,
we're all in that boat.
Yeah, right.
Where can we start? You know, you started your show about morals. And I am with a nonprofit organization, grassroots, that's trying to help the environment. And what we're trying to do is get people to take notice of the Delaware oil spill.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm trying to do is try to link morals, like moral values, to the environment.
Beth.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, of course I do. Beth, the day you accomplish that in this country, they'll be giving drinks of ice water in hell. Moral values? Saving the environment? Keeping our nests clean?
Yeah.
No. The Christian fundies will tell you that God said in Genesis that you have dominion over the earth and all things that walketh and creepeth upon the earth. And to them, that means go exploit it, kill it, eat it, burn it, excavate it, chop it down, sell it, buy it. Oh, my God. I wish you the best, Beth, but I don't think that the Christian conservatives or the social conservatives or the political conservatives will ever buy into the idea that saving the environment or environmental issues are moral.
I know. We have to try. We'll never know if we don't try.
Well, okay, that's fair. That's fair. I respect that.
What we want to do is, you know, and I'm surprised you haven't really touched too much on it, but right now there's about 473,000 gallons of crude missing in the Delaware, and in the Delaware River. And that's a big concern for us. And
Beth, when did this happen? I'm sitting here feeling like God's own fool because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There was an oil spill in the Delaware River?
Yeah. Last Thursday, there was a huge oil spill.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, a tanker, I believe it was the Altos 1, something gashed it and all the oil came out.
Oh, my
and
God. Now, wait, you're saying this happened last Thursday. That would be Thanksgiving, right?
It was either Thursday or Friday morning. I can't remember which, but
Okay, well, maybe that may be why I didn't hear about it when it occurred, because, you know, I take a few days off. I don't turn on television. I just don't.
I don't blame you.
But on the other hand, I haven't heard a thing about it on news reports that I've listened to since I've been back.
Oh, well, you know, we've been all over the place trying to promote it, our website, everything we're trying to do, get people to pay attention. And tomorrow I'm going to be on the Kyle Jason show, and we're going to do an interview and talk about some of this stuff. But it's very important that people know right now, you know, we're paying the price for big oil polluters. And, what you know, this war is for that oil. So it's all linked together.
Okay, Kathy just pulled this up for me, and it says that originally it was 30,000 gallons reported, but the Coast Guard now says it's 473,500.
Like 16 times the amount.
And it's a worst-case scenario. It's oh, my God!
Yeah. And what's terrible is that it barely got any news coverage.
Well, no. I mean, this is when you brought it up, I swear it's the first I heard about it. I feel like such a moron. But
don't. It's not your fault, because I don't blame you for not watching the news, and you have to pay a lot of attention to what's happening outside of that realm of things to, you know, pick up on all this stuff. But we're there to inform people and let people know, you know, we got to do something. And they can go to our website, www.gasolineboycottday.org.
Now, wait a minute. It's gasolineboycottday.org?
Exactly.
Okay, gasolineboycottday.org.
Right.
All right. Now, tens and tens of people are going to that website right this moment.
Well, that's great. Well, what we're trying to do is promote alternative energy sources. And, you know, we're just working on a grassroots level, you know, in five different states. We've got our captains set up, and we're trying to really, you know, we're trying to hit with the bloggers. We're trying to get out there and let people know that we're dying from this stuff. You know, we're fighting for a war for this oil. And then they're bringing it over here, and they're spilling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're dying of the cancers, because it's in our food. It's in our fish. It's in... You know, the animals, our habitat is being destroyed.
Right.
And we're going to, on Inauguration Day, we're going to protest and boycott gasoline. We're actually going to try to extend the boycott for as long as we can. If you keep updated with our site, we'll let you know what's happening. But it's going to start on the 20th of January.
January 20th.
Inauguration Day.
Excuse me, I just sneezed, and I apologize.
Okay.
All right, now, is this information at your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the information is there. We're working. We're not techies, you know, but we're working on trying to get everything set up so everyone can participate. We're getting buttons in so people will be able to, you know, wear buttons about Gasoline Boycott Day and what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And we're just one of the few people who are protesting on Inauguration Day.
Right.
And it's a big deal, and if you want to go to Yahoo Search, do a search for the Delaware oil spill, and you'll pull up all the pictures of dead birds.
Oh, God, again.
Pulling stuff out of the water, oil all in the water. It's a big mess, and we got to get vocal about it.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Beth.
Okay.
Say your website again.
It's www.gasolineboycottday.org.
Gasolineboycottday.org. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Thanks,
Mike. Stay in touch. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay. And can listen to me on the Air America Radio tomorrow night, Kyle Jason Show.
Tomorrow night.
I'm sorry. I think it's Saturday night.
Saturday night. Oh, you're going to be
I
his guest. He's going to interview you.
Yeah, we're going to set up a phone interview.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah. That's tomorrow evening on Kyle's program.
I think Kyle is on Saturday at 10.
I'm sorry, Saturday. That's right,
yeah.
Saturday. Okay,
so.
Good. All right.
There
Beth, thanks for calling, and I hope everything is. How's your weather out there in Colorado?
Colorado.
Just kidding. Thank you, Beth.
It's very beautiful.
All right, you take
care. All right, you're beautiful, too.
Thanks for checking in. Oh, man. Not knowing. Kathy, don't you feel as stupid as I feel right now? Huh? Dear God. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program. Oh, hey. I gotta take a break. Hold on, Joy. I'll come right back. All right? We'll come right back and pick up after the break. Y'all stay with us. You folks have been holding on. We're going to get your calls before the night is over. You notice I said it that way instead of saying before the program is over. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. And petroleum domination, justifying your new invasion with moral indignation. You got the mass destruction, you got the nuclear bombs, you got the chemical stockpile.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291, day or night, to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. See your actual price.
My name is Erin Zammit. When I was 23, I was diagnosed with a deadly cancer. I was lucky. Why would I say that? Because if it had happened just a few years earlier, I'd probably be dead now. But thanks to a pharmaceutical company named Novartis, my story is different. Novartis helped me drive my cancer into complete remission in less than a year. And all the while, I never had to give up my job, my enthusiasm, or my life. Like I said, I was lucky.
Novartis is proud to be the innovative force that's bringing new hope and optimism to millions of patients and their families. No one can promise what the future holds for patients like Erin. But today, she's winning the fight against her particular form of cancer and enjoying all the excitement and promise she deserves.
I'm so back to normal, I have to remind myself I'm a cancer patient.
Novartis. Think what's possible.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Teresa Turin of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach savings through your own good example and save for your children's future. Your life, your choices. Work smarter and plan to retire in style. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mic 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Back to your phone calls here in just a sec. Got an email from Lance in Illinois who points out something that in the heat of the moment I just didn't bring out about the dead children in Iraq. You know, this half million figure that I'm using, this is the figure that's being bandied about now. But the number is much higher. The estimates that we were talking about a couple of years ago were 1.5 million. And it's not just from the economic sanctions. You all know about depleted uranium, and that's something we haven't talked about in this program. I brought it up a couple of times when I worked in Chicago and haven't brought it up since. But, you know, we use depleted uranium now in the production of artillery shells and bullets and bomb casings and all sorts of things because it is such a strong metal. It can penetrate to the armor on tanks, like the Iraqis have tanks, right? But depleted uranium, of course, as you can tell by its name, is a dangerous product. I mean, it's depleted uranium. Oh, never mind. So anyway, you know, there's a lot of discussion about what we did in Middle Europe when during Clinton's era with the bombing of Yugoslavia using depleted uranium. That's when I first knew about it. And then the information comes out that it was used in the first Gulf War and now this time. Well, the problem with depleted uranium in Iraq is it the effects of this product, this toxic material is already manifesting, has been manifesting in that country for years. And that was one of the things we talked about back in Chicago back in 1999. When did I leave there? 2000, Kathy? In 2000? All the children that are born with odd conditions like no head, or their feet where their kidneys should be, you know, that sort of thing. And you know, when you stop and think, and you don't dare stop and think about this because if you do, you'll go mad. But when you stop and think that this is this responsibility is on you and me. I mean, it is. You know, Bush, this current Bush is nothing. He's a blip. He's a pimple on the ass of humanity. It really doesn't matter that much. Let's go back to his father. Let's go to Bill Clinton. I'm sorry for all you folks that love Bill Clinton. I'm sorry. What, you want half the truth? The bombing that occurred in Middle Europe, the bombing that occurred in Iraq, the bombing that's occurring now, the weaponry that's being manufactured in this country, the use of depleted uranium. Listen, we are producing fetuses that look like I don't know. They look like prehistoric little animals sliding around inside the womb of these Iraqi women because they have been exposed to depleted uranium. It's also occurring with people in Yugoslavia. Whether they're Serbian or Albanian or Macedonian, it doesn't matter. This stuff doesn't respect nationality, race, ethnicity. And how many American soldiers came back from Gulf War I and impregnated their wives or girlfriends and had children born with no feet or no hands or blind? So Lance sends me an email to remind me of this. How would you like to give birth to a baby that had no face? These are some of the side effects of the use of depleted uranium. Now, a more accurate figure for the slaughter of Iraqi children is more like 1.5 million. And I don't know why. You know, sometimes it's hard to keep these numbers, you know, keep them in your head because they're impossible. They're impossible to handle. When the truth started coming out about the Holocaust, the murder, the butchery against the Jews, people refused to believe it. They couldn't believe it. No. That couldn't have happened. No, no, no. 6 million roasted and gassed in ovens? No, that couldn't have happened. Germany produced Freud, and Germany produced Einstein, and Germany produced Goethe, and Germany, you know, on and on and on. They couldn't have done that. Nobody could believe it. Nobody could believe. And then the proof. When you have a situation like this, what do? Do you just say, well, you know, we're bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq, so we have to butcher them? I mean, we've been down this road, haven't we? Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program. I know I said hi, Joy, and I have to put you on hold because we're coming up with a break. Guess what, Joy?
Another break.
I promise you, Kathy is going to nail my tongue to the desk here. So when we come back, we're coming right back to you. Hold on. Don't go away. Money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
And now, the Republican Party. Here's the best part. It's going to implode. You're going to have the paleocons, the neocons, the evangelicals, and the moderates duking it out over the next 4 years for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. And 2008, get ready for a Clinton-Obama presidency and vice presidency. 2008 is going to be a sweet, sweet Democratic win. Easy peasy.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to the shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off 2 bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Planet check.
Hair today, Mercury tomorrow. Casey Harrell, coordinator of Mercury Studies for Greenpeace, explains.
We've designed a very user-friendly, do-it-yourself hair sampling kit so people can test themselves for mercury.
Through snail mail, it's a simple scientific process to test for this neurotoxin.
They give a small sample of their hair, and they send it out to an academic laboratory that we're working with.
The lab turns it around in just 2 to 3 weeks, and the results are confidential.
We know that mercury is very pervasive in our environment. And in our bodies.
Coal-fired power plants are enemy number one in mercury emissions.
We don't even need this fuel source. We have fuel sources such as clean energy like wind and solar power that emit no mercury, no toxins into our environment.
Make the cut. Purchase your mercury kit online.
GreenpeaceUSA.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online anytime at themic921.com and join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mic 92.1.
Day after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Give me the 25 before the hour. Joy! See, I promise, Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Hey, Joy, thanks for your patience.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't hear the kind of weird noise, so I didn't know I was really on.
Well, we don't give weird noises to Joy from Santa Cruz.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Very sweet. Okay, first of all, I have to do one thing. I have to say hello to all of our chat friends on the IRC channel for Air America Radio.
Okay.
Because after I announced that we had this channel, we got an influx of about 50 people who joined.
Super.
That night.
That's
great. It was
great.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Everybody just we got all these incredible people. So can I give the blogs the
absolutely website? give it.
Okay, it's aar-irc.blogspot.com.
Okay.
So, and you're welcome to come and chat too. We really.
Oh yeah. Like, look, I can't even walk and chew gum at the same time, Joy. Much less try to handle an emotional train wreck like this program is, and carry on a conversation.
I mean during your show. I mean, come in at a different time.
Oh, okay.
You'll be more than welcome. We'll honor you with accolades.
Well, that's very sweet.
Okay, now the reason I was calling is because today there was a report or a news spot about how the DNC had decided we want a more moderate leader of the DNC, and I was like, oh my God,
a more right wing, why don't they just hire somebody from the Republican National Committee to run the Democratic National Committee, huh?
Well, or from the DLC or something. So I asked my compatriots on IRC about a list of people that we thought would be great leaders of the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Jesse Jackson.
Tom DeLay.
No, of course not. Not us.
Oh, okay.
We got Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Bill?
Oh, you're talking about real people to... Oh, I thought... Okay, I'm sorry.
I talk about real people, yeah.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson would be a good one.
Barack Obama would be incredible.
But he's a senator now.
Yeah,
or soon
so he probably
will
doesn't
be.
Have time.
Right.
Bill Clinton, he doesn't have a job anymore.
Well, he wants to be the next UN Secretary General, I think.
He can't be, though.
He can't?
Because he's the leader of a country that's one of the five.
Ex-leaders can't do that, huh?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Howard Dean, of course.
Howard Dean, that's where my vote goes.
My vote goes there. And then my suggestion, just totally out of left field, because that's where I'm from, is Bill Moyers.
Bill Moyers?
Yes.
He's a little bit too laid back. I love him.
Oh, I don't. I think he's so intellectual.
He is. I love him to death.
I think we need somebody who's really good at and they're talking on the DNC about having two different chairmanships, one for the philosophical point of DNC, mm-hmm. and the second for the financial thing. And I think maybe if we had Howard Dean raising money and Bill Moyers with a vision, we would actually take this country back.
Well, we could debate that. I like your Howard Dean idea, though, because, to me, Howard Dean is, going back a few months, I was on a very quixotic adventure in backing Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, I loved him, too.
Right, and he had as much
chance. I don't know why. He just didn't appeal to people.
He had as much chance getting the nomination as I did.
Yeah,
but,
or me.
But Howard Dean was my second choice, and there was a part of me that kept saying, come on, Howard, even though my boy was just disappearing over the horizon. So I think Howard Dean would make an excellent chairman of the Democratic National Committee. He would kick ass and take names, and that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, I think he would. I think he would, too.
I love Bill Moyers, but I just think Moyers is a bit. He is an intellectual. He's a very learned man. He's very wry.
I love him. This is the guy I would love to have dinner with. You know.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's great. But the
not
Democratic
a beer with, but dinner with.
the Democratic Party right now needs somebody who will take the party's finger, lick it, and shove it into the nearest electric wall outlet, and just shock the Democratic Party into life, because it is dead. Moyers is great, but he doesn't have the kind
how
of...
How about who I saw in the airport the other day, the Texan guy, Hightower.
He's another one. Jim Hightower is too
he's
laid back.
He's electrifying.
He's a great essayist. He's a great writer. He's all those things. But I hold with Howard Dean on this particular position. I would like to see Howard Dean in there. He would just radicalize this party and get it back to where it belongs.
Okay, I have to give you one other suggestion.
Okay.
Tani from our IRC chat suggested John Stewart.
Come on, you can't be serious. We need Jon Stewart on the Daily Show. That's where
I think we need him.
He's right where he belongs. Maybe when Peter Jennings leaves ABC, they'll give the job to Jon Stewart. What do you think?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Hey, great. Thanks for checking in, Joy.
Hey, we're listening to you on IRC, and you're always welcome there, and so is everyone else.
All right.
And
We love you
at Air America.
Hopefully you'll get another 50 people sign up tonight.
We might.
Thanks, Joy.
Good night.
Take care. Miriam is calling from San Diego. Miriam, welcome to the program, and thanks for your patience.
Hi. It's great to be here. Yeah, I'm calling with Progressive San Diego, and I'm calling to let all of your listeners know that Donna Frye, our Democrat who won the write-in, was the write-in candidate for mayor and was leading until a judge said they can't count the 4,000 or 5,000 ballots where her name was written in, but someone didn't fill in the little bubble.
Oh,
Donna
God.
Has said today that she wants to launch a legal challenge to that, but she needs some help. She needs to raise the money fast, and so I'm hoping that some of your listeners who want to see a good progressive Democrat in the nation's sixth largest city will help us out.
Well, my audience is just about tapped out, but go ahead. Tell us how to respond to this, Miriam.
Okay. You can go directly to Donna's website, which is www.donnafryeformayor.com, and Fry is spelled F-R-Y-E. And I guess San Diego election law is that you can take donations up to $250 is the maximum.
So there were a few thousand votes where people wrote in her name instead of checking the little bubble, and the judge says, no, this is an illegal ballot?
Exactly. There's a conflict between local election law and state election law, as I understand it. But the good thing is that our higher courts in California are very progressive. They tend Democratic, and so there's a very good chance that they would rule in Donna's favor if she can just come up with the money to get it that far. And I also have to tell you this. Donna was meeting with reporters Monday, and she issued a statement that I just thought was great. This should be the rallying cry for every Democrat that gets ripped off by these various Republican shenanigans. She came out and she said she may never concede this election to Mayor Murphy because she said, I believe I got more votes.
Well, there you go. That's the kind of Democrat that we need more of.
Well, exactly. I mean, the mayor we have here, the city's credit rating is going down the tubes with this pension scandal and everything else. They're just, it's just mismanagement and incompetence. And, you know, San Diego needs a good, strong, progressive mayor. She's been on the city council. She's been an outspoken advocate of open government, transparency in government, none of this behind closed doors stuff. She's a huge environmental advocate. She's just a terrific person, and she'd be a great mayor for San Diego.
Well, thanks. Hopefully people wrote that website down, and I hope this works out, Miriam, okay?
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet. You have a nice evening.
Okay. You too.
Pamela is calling from New York City. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Good night, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. How are you?
I haven't spoken to you since the election. I'm still recovering.
I hear you. I hear you.
I was just tonight I was listening to you talking about what's happening in Iraq, and I just wanted to bring to your attention a website that I was on today. It's Smirking, S-M-I-R-K-I-N-G.
Yeah, Smirking Chimp. Yeah.
.com.
Yeah, we're very familiar with that website. It's a great website.
It's a great website. The heading of one of the letters today was, Interview on Embedded Journalist. Jamil, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent out a report. He was doing an interview with somebody about he's in Iraq, and he's telling about all the atrocities that's going on there. And it's really disgraceful and horror. And I can't believe that we're not hearing these things, and everybody's just going about their daily lives and not paying attention to what is happening there.
Right.
And it really makes me want to cry. You know, there are people dying, there people being abused. You know, there's a lot of atrocities going on in Iraq, and nobody is saying anything about it here.
I know. Well, it's not going to be found. Information is not going to be found in so-called mainstream media. Their job is not to inform the American public. Their job is to pacify the American public. And, hey, what do you think about the death penalty in the Scott Peterson case?
That's the most important thing.
There you go. Pamela, got to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Bye-bye. Good.
You have a nice evening. They heap up red hot sorrow. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Guiltiness. Rest on their conscience. What's next in store from the Bush Mob? Mother Jones knows, and it ain't pretty. Right now, Air America listeners can get a great deal on Mother Jones magazine at readmojo.com. Each issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, plus tips on how you can stand up to the wing nuts. Now, at readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10, less than the price of a pizza. Check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
I next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Thanks for checking out our membership meeting for Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around mid-semester.
Can you believe that white boy showed up?
Justin?
Yeah.
He seems pretty cool. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that they could be one of us. It'll be a cold day in you-know-where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey, I don't feel you.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. See sets actual price.
Listen online at themike921.com. Don't miss a minute of Unfiltered, weekday mornings from 8 to 11, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Thanks to the people who helped produce the program tonight. It was engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. Our phone answerer who took your calls is Linda Blake. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. And that's at MikeMalloy.com. You know what I'm saying. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org is our who archives the program. And Jim in Arkansas functions quite well, thank you, as this program's music bureau chief. The executive producer of the program is Catherine Bay. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com when the spirit moves you. And daily program topics that we cover on this program are available once again at MikeMalloy.com. What am I leaving out? Well, lots of stuff, but too bad. Who is that? Oh, that's Richard in Virginia. Richard, welcome to the program.
You gave me a scare there for a minute when you talk about leaving the program or changing your format.
I say that every once in a while, when I've read too many stories about children being turned into red mist in some third world country that we've decided to attack.
Well, that's why you need to be there. There's Amy Goodman, Randy Rhodes. There are a lot of sources for just plain facts information. There's BuzzFlash.com.
There are. I'll tell you another good site. I don't know if you're familiar, but have you gone to Bart Cop?
No, I've not.
Oh my God. Okay, get a pencil. Write this down. You got to write this down. Okay.
All right. Got it.
BartCop, BartCop, BartCop.com.
Alrighty. But the one
it's the best political satire site on the internet on earth.
Well, I definitely will check that out.
Yeah, check it out, BartCop.com. You're gonna thank me. You're gonna call me back and thank me that I mentioned this website to you. All right, I'm serious, Richard. It's just I steal about a third of my material comes from sources listed at Bart Cop. Plus, there's stuff there that's funny. So check it out. All right.
Okay, but we need you to keep jabbing at us. It's like having a conscience because it goes beyond just giving information, and you're the only one out there that I think it really. Makes it real, makes you wake up and take notice. So,
well, there are a couple other people who are working in the vineyards of hate, just like I am, trying to do it. And you know, a couple on this network, a couple working independent of this network. There's a handful of us, and
right.
And there's millions of Americans who feel the same way.
Right, and to quote somebody, I can't think of his name, but you've got the will of. At least 49% of the people behind your back. So
there you go.
So you hang in there.
Oh, absolutely will do. Thanks, Richard.
Alrighty.
Appreciate you checking in. By the way, I said I would mention this several times between now and December 12th, and it just occurred to me. I've got it taped to the glass in front of me. Didn't mention it tonight. December 12th, a planned citizens' uprising, let's call it, every state capital at noon. December 12th. So wherever you live, if you live near a state capital or if you can get to your home state capital, whether it's Columbus or Lansing or Jackson or Atlanta, where, you know, wherever it is, Albany, on December 12th at noon, people's protest about what has happened in this country. Now, you can get more information about this by going to the website, Kip Humphrey's website. It's 51capitalmarch.com. 51capitalmarch.com. So just keep this in mind. What's the date today, Kathy? Thursday, December 2nd, 3rd, I don't know. It's coming up soon, all right? December 12th. Every state capital in the country at noon, make a sign, show up. Just let it be known that you do not agree with the death of democracy in this country. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be confrontational. It just let your state governments know, because the federal government now is in enemy control. It's totally, totally in enemy control. So let your state government know that you're aware that fascism has come to this country, and that the votes are no longer counted, and that voting has become a farce and a joke, and that you're sick of it. You're an American citizen. You're a citizen of the United States, and you want those rights and prerogatives that your family members and people in the so-called greatest generation fought and died for, you want them back. Okay, you're not going to let some little tin horn piss ant from Texas steal and corrupt and defile what this country has stood for a fairly long period of time. And don't start talking to me about how this country was formed on racism. I understand that. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So, go to Kip's website, 51capitalmarch.com. Check out what is there. Keep in mind, December 12th, noon, state capitals. You can handle that, can't you? We don't have far to travel, do we, Kathy? Because the state capital of Georgia is right here. I keep thinking about Georgia. I can't believe we live here. I just can't believe we live in Georgia. Oh, well. All right. Thanks for participating on whatever level you did tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Sean Hannity, version of the world, version of religion, will never be changed. And today we had an office meeting. I was on the speakerphone, and clearly we didn't get the best of Sean Hannity. Let me tell you something. There is no best to get of Sean Hannity. There is no best to get of Napoleon or Archie Bunker.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Maron from Morning Sedition. I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers.
President Bush is turning to the governor of Nebraska to become his new Secretary of Agriculture. Our Dick Giuliano has more from Washington.
President Bush has picked Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns to head the huge Department of Agriculture.
He will lead an important agency with the executive skill he has learned as mayor and as a two-term governor of Nebraska.
Johanns was pleased to acknowledge his roots growing up on an Iowa dairy farm.
I do feel that those years on that dairy farm did much to define who I am as a person.
Johanns is tapped to replace current Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman. The president promises his second term will continue to promote a pro-growth, pro-farm agenda. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who held that post during the 9/11 attacks, will become the new Secretary of Homeland Security. Carrick's nomination is expected on Friday. The Pentagon is reviewing an interview given by a Marine Corps lieutenant that suggested a large-scale offensive against Fallujah had begun 3 weeks prior to the actual beginning. Lawrence DeRita is a spokesman for the Pentagon.
We're looking into specific reports where people may have gotten more creative than they should have.
Barbara Starr reports the issue is whether CNN was used